This recording, Romanian 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start her new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. And Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
Grandpa's pigs.
Oh, no. My grandpa didn't have pigs. Well, he had a few, like, he would just, like, raise them, you know, one, and then he'd get cut at Christmas,
okay.
And then, you know, start over.
Always at Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's when you cut the pigs. So you cut the pig for Christmas, pretty much, and you cut the lamb for Easter, right?
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, like, you couldn't really find so much meat on the market and so on and so forth. So people would grow, well, people who had yards would grow their own animals. So my grandfather had always had a pig, and had tons of chicken and had, like, the goose and the turkey. You know, like, he wouldn't cut the turkey, he just liked the turkey too much. So I think that turkey lived to be a long one. I don't know. Yeah, is it a voice activated thing?
No, it's still turning.
Well, yeah, but it stopped for a second, I saw it.
I heard that.
Yeah. So anyway, what else should I tell you about my grandfather's animals? He didn't only have animals. The animals were pretty, you know, like, all part of the yard. He had a big, like, vegetable garden,
okay.
and had rows and rows of vegetables. And my favorite were the carrots, because I had the rabbit. So I would always go and, you know, steal carrots from the garden and from the vegetable garden and feed it to the rabbit. My grandfather would get really mad because his carrots were missing. And what else? We had the cherry, like, really big. It made big cherries. They were also, like, full of worms all the time, yeah, because, you know, you need to, like, spray them and stuff.
Okay.
And those ones are renowned for getting worms. Like, it's a specific type of cherry. They're really big and sweet and really great if you can catch them without worms. So, like, when is it that the cherries are? It's somewhere in the spring, right?
Yeah.
Before the summer, so I just climb up in the tree and, like, sit there for hours up in the tree eating cherries right off the branches.